I was up in the clouds on a flight to Switzerland, and I was thinking about this sermon, this opportunity to share with you, and I was thinking about this song, because this is a song that goes with the theme of this morning of peace and the scripture, and give me grace, I was up in the clouds. But I created an alphabet acrostic, so took the title of the song, put it vertical, and then started like playing around with the different verses to try and complete the alphabet acrostic, which means that like supposedly the first letter is supposed to be the next word, but I failed. And sometimes it was like the third word, or sometimes it was just kind of there. So anyway, I have some of the of my effort. So you can see hark vertically. And then A on the second line, art. You see it? Are you following me? Thumbs up. You're getting this? And then K is king on the bottom there. So anyway, I was kind of having my fun and getting lost in the hymn and playing around. And then I was like, okay, and why did I do that? So anyway, I just thought I'd bring it up. All right, just bring it up to you about what I did. It was kind of quirky and potentially a little bit odd and weird use of the title of this hymn. But today I have the opportunity to connect the this hymn and the scripture, and the concept of peace. And I want to talk to you about Joseph's life and his journey through this time, this miracle of the birth of Jesus. So let's just look at Matthew 1, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. So our passage introduces us to Jesus through Joseph. At this point in his life, he's a young man, and the world seems to be before him in a great way. He's a carpenter, and he's of marrying age. He's found a woman that he loves and wants to marry, and everything appears stable, exciting, and promising. But life has a way of surprising us, doesn't it? Just when we're celebrating and anticipating what is ahead, unexpected news sends us in an unexpected direction. Joseph receives such news. His fiancée is pregnant, and he knows that he is not the father. As a man faithful to the law, he cares about this. This matters to him, and he will not brush it aside. So he begins forming and scheming a plan to try and save face for Mary and cancel their engagement and allow her to have her life. But don't rush past the human ache here. Grief and disappointment must have weighed heavily upon him. He was likely very, very sad. And yet in the midst of it, God is already at work through the power of the Holy Spirit. An angel appears to him. God broke into Joseph's fear to show that this unexpected situation is actually God's plan. God is doing something new, and God revealed that Joseph was a part of it. This is biblical peace, not the absence of trouble, but the nearness of God in the middle of trouble. The nearness of God in the middle of it. Has anyone had anything happen to them like this, maybe even on a smaller scale? Has it ever happened to you? Great disappointment? A calling or job that felt intimidating? Pain that produced great suffering, physical or emotional? Failure that brought humiliation? Moments when you thought you'd missed your calling altogether and you're just far away from God? What has shaken you? So much has and is and continues to shake me. Tough times come and go, such as embarrassment, family relationships, fatigue, and discouragement. Those things wear on me. Joseph had his own hopes and dreams, plans for a normal life and a normal marriage, but God changed everything, and the new path was in no way smooth, and yet God was with him. That is at the heart of biblical peace. Joseph heard God's voice through the angel, telling him to take Mary as his wife. I know I heard a word from the Lord when I was 17 years old about a similar topic, about who I was to marry. But thankfully, my firstborn was not a part of that conversation. He sits right here in the front row today. I get to see you, Blake, and you are not part of that equation. So in a small way, I can actually relate to Joseph as a young person. But in many ways, I can't. Mine didn't involve anything so big and so amazing. So different callings, different journeys, and yet the same God who speaks to us, guides us, shows us the way, shows us where we're supposed to go, and divinely leads us even in times of great suffering, difficulty, and trials. For Joseph and Mary, it's the way God is fulfilling the promise of Isaiah 7:14 and also repeated in verse 23 today. The virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Let's say that together. God with us. Joseph didn't live long enough to stand at the foot of the cross. This breaks my heart. He didn't get to see his son in ministry because he fades from the gospel story early. He doesn't get the limelight, but we know that he was chosen. Just as Mary was chosen. His calling was quieter, was hidden. He lived out the truth that peace comes not from circumstances aligning with our expectations. No, not with circumstances aligning with our expectations. Isn't that life, though? But from obedience and faithfulness. God was with him, Joseph put in the work that came with the call. In Luke chapter 2, Jesus got lost among the crowds. He was left behind in Jerusalem by his parents after being there for the Jewish festival. You can imagine the panic and fear that they'd have when they realized they'd left him back in the city as they were walking home with hordes of people. When they go back and find him, Jesus said, "Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" He said this to his father. Does that make sense? Home is this way, young man, and you need to go there right now. Those words echoed in Joseph's heart for years, I imagine. Jesus' father was the Lord. Joseph's role was stewardship, a calling to raise the Son of God in faithfulness. That too is biblical peace, the humble acceptance that we do not control our outcomes or what happens. We don't control it. But we belong to a God who does. It is not my way or the highway. Peace is not sweet, lovely, and free from mistakes. And let's stop expecting that peace does and is that. It doesn't need to be created by a master chef or Tiffany and Company. Peace doesn't come from our circumstances. It comes from the living God. We have peace in the face of war. Peace in the face of lots of trouble. Peace when people abandon us, or maybe we even face threats. Joseph did the right thing in a very difficult situation. Joseph followed God and married Mary. It was God's way, and there is peace in that. Friends, Advent invites us to rest in the same truth. That God is the one who is with us. We can't outthink God. We can't manage our stories into perfect stability, proper etiquette, and perfection. Life is unexpected. We cannot shield ourselves or our children from every hardship. But we can trust the one who comes near to us. As the hymn proclaims, "Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled." Peace on earth, not because everything is calm, but because God loves us so much and has reconciled us to him through Jesus Christ. So, church family, may that same peace arise in us because of God's faithfulness. In trusting him, may we pursue obedience like Joseph, the carpenter, the one who heard from the angel, the devoted husband, and the humble servant whose worship was expressed in quiet, costly, daily faithfulness. Here's the thing, though. Joseph would not want us to exalt him today. He's an example of obedience and trusting God, which brings peace. His desire was to honor and to exalt the Most High God. And Joseph would tell us to do the very same thing today. Even when life makes no sense, like my acrostic, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." Joseph shows us to follow God's call obediently and honor him with our lives, all the way till we are in heaven, worshiping God in heaven for all eternity. That is our destination. That is our perfect peace. Today, Joseph is in the heavenlies worshiping the God that he called son. That is real peace, rooted in God's faithfulness. God is the one who is omnipotent, omnipresent, sovereign, ruler of all space and time, unlimited in power, absolute power, transcendent, and is supreme. God is infinite in power and capacity, has unlimited dominion, authority, and control. Another absolute name for God is love. God is absolute love. And we are created in his image. Let us all follow God and find peace in him, even when his plans are different than ours. And Joseph was in his hands all along. And even now, he's got me and he's got you, all of us together. And that's peace that passes all understanding. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for peace in whatever we're facing this holiday season, in life, whatever, Lord. Be present with us. We need you so much, God. And we thank you for these testimonies and these miracles that we find in the Bible that really make sense of our lives, that transforms our lives and helps us to know you more and to feel your presence. And we pray that your work will be done in our lives and that we will have a deep peace, not one from the fairy tales, but one from knowing you intimately, O merciful and loving God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.